It's the Michael Mara Show.
She loves her seat. She's a sea freak.
You guys.
Wow. Wow, did you woo woo wow we woo. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show.
What is this? It's been too long since we've had Carmen Miranda on the show, Mike.
When does she kick in?
Just in a moment, I think in about 10 seconds. This is Mama Yo Quiero.
The lovely Carmen Miranda.
Mama Yo Quiero. Mama Yo Quiero.
My.
Mama Yo Quiero, Mama. Ay, da chupeta. Ay, da chupeta. Da chupeta pro bebê não chorar.
Craving fruit.
Oh, I love that. I want to remind everybody, it is the giant inaugural ball. We hope you're going to come there and join us.
It's a big ball.
How about a hat of fruit at the inaugural ball?
I'd love to see a Carmen Miranda outfit. That would be delightful. And the great tradition of Willard Scott from the Today Show. So come to the Clarendon Grill. We will be there, all of us, about 7 o'clock on January 20th. Creative Black Tie is recommended. And we'd love a donation for the Ronald McDonald House as well. And we will all be out there having a good time. The Junkies, Big O and Dukes, and everybody for the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. Look forward to seeing you at the WJFK inaugural ball. Should be a lot of fun now. Enough of that. I got to get the final budget.
Oh, darn it. We're just getting to the good part.
Let's wrap it up with Mr. Burbank right here in our final buzz.
Well, I don't know. We don't want to make the economy worse, so we probably shouldn't tell you that California...
Come on now.
California's on the verge of paying its state workers with IOUs. The first of them would go out February... I know. They'd go out February 1st if the Golden State can't dig its way out of a budget deficit of $41 billion. Oh. It's the door.
First of all, there's no need... to overreact.
Governor.
Should you even be here?
You have to realize what we're going to do is if you work for the government, we give you a few IOUs.
Okay.
We say, look, we're good for it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go out and, you know, buy things on credit because what we'll do is provide you with some more money when the time comes that we can get it in the coffers.
I see.
Governor?
And everybody's going to throw the big panic button.
So it's okay.
There's no need for the panic button.
Do you remember the song by Jimmy Dean?
Which one is that?
IOU.
IOU. Oh, that's right. I used to sing that back in Austria. And mom. Then there was just one piece of pie. You always didn't eat it because you were so generous. You let all the children have the pie.
The Kinder?
That's why. I owe you for dry cleaning services and cleaning services.
That's right.
Because you're such a great mom.
And doctoring.
And on this special day, I say, Mom, I love you. Don't you, Shane Robb?
Thank you, Governor.
Schwarzenegger, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure that's what inspired him.
Yes, of course.
California would also have to stop paying its bills on February 1st, and the citizens can forget about their tax refunds this year. State lawmakers just sent Governor Schwarzenegger a new budget that would push the debt upward by another $18 billion. He vetoed it. Now, there is no budget. Arnold calls it fiscal Armageddon.
So if you put a really, really powerful Hollywood action star to run a state, uh-huh, and they still don't know how to do it?
Right, exactly.
What's next?
So this is the whole thing. Well, California is always compared to a country.
It is like a country.
Not a state, and they borrow just like the federal government borrows.
Right, from
but
China.
Obviously they've run into a bit of a snag.
Can't
here.
Pay their debts.
So this is basically all state employees are going to be screwed when this happens?
Unless some amazing plan is developed between now and then, on February 1st, state workers in California will get IOUs instead of paychecks.
This is going to really hang heavy on the heads of the people at the Asparagus Festival.
I don't think it'll slow down the asparagus. I think that's privately funded.
I hope so.
I bet that's funded by the farmers.
I hope so.
And, you know, the smell of that wonderful pea is in the air.
Exactly. Hanging heavy in the
air. 6 days in a row.
That's right.
That's where you get your real good asparagus, too, right
that's
out
true.
There in Sacramento.
Did you know the first person to notice the connection between asparagus and odor was Ben Franklin?
Really?
Yeah, it's such a great guy that Ben
Franklin.
He
invented everything.
You mean so he was like
he made the correlation.
He was over his pot.
I'm sure.
And it wasn't
a
neti pot, and suddenly he was like, oh my God. What does cause that? I mean, as far as scientifically.
A chemical of some sort.
I'll look into that and get back to you.
And is it true? I heard this on Oprah one time that beets
can change the color.
Can make it red?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Let's try that.
And so, Mike.
God, I wish I was brighter.
So can an inflamed prostate.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay, if you insist, here's a little good news. The IRS won't be quite so aggressive in going after delinquent taxpayers this year.
Congratulations, Mike.
I'm very happy about
that. It's talking about waiving late fees, negotiating new payment plans, and delaying the seizure of assets from those who haven't paid. The IRS knows you can't squeeze blood out of a rock. All they ask is that you call so you work out a payment plan. You will, of course, have to prove your pockets really are empty.
I just wanted to play that.
I was waiting for the general.
I really didn't know what was going to happen there.
Can we just play it for a second?
Sure.
You got to pause.
I love these horns.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Patton.
Shh. Be very quiet. Just one little slap. That's all it took.
I was here.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Man, I just totally lost my head there.
Fine,
I apologize.
Though.
I was taken away.
Also from the Almost Good News desk, a peace has come to the Gaza Strip for 3 hours a day.
This is very weird.
Just enough time to pick up the bodies and distribute some medical supplies. At least that's the plan announced today by Israel. And Hamas says it will also take 3 hours a day away from the fighting. No word on whether it's the same 3 hours. The U.S. today did ask Israel for a ceasefire in this.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Why does Arnold sound like you, Grant? Chad in Spokane, I'm flying out there.
No.
I'm flying out to you.
No.
I'm going to fly out there, Chad,
hey, Mike,
and I'm going to feed you that snow.
Take 3 hours off and don't bother him until we can collect the bodies and stuff. Just relax. What? What's that?
I love that. Thank you for putting that in my machine.
You know, I actually pulled that straight from the digital video disc.
Rob got a couple of new music beds that I requested.
Oh, you haven't
this
played
one.
Yeah.
That's right.
You haven't played the one of your people yet.
My people. You mean this one?
Oh, hello there. That's right. I'm a full-fledged certified Mick.
Yes, you are.
How are you? The name's Omer. Buzz, don't give me that look. I am one,
I
so
shocked.
I can say the slur.
You slammed yourself.
That's
right.
You don't
right.
want to use words like Mick or harp.
That's right.
Rob.
I'll come over there, Spiewak.
I know.
You pay a harp. You called me a harp.
I said,
those are fighting words.
Yeah, that's a shock. What are you going to do after you fight? Drink?
Well, it's all Greek to me.
Okay, very good.
What's that, Buzz?
I said it's all Greek to me.
Oh, Greek to you. Mm-hmm. Where the hell is the Greek?
It's yellow. It's got a yellow thing.
It's got a yellow thing.
Written in blue.
Yeah,
written same blue. Machine. Maybe
same
at the
machine.
Bottom.
Yellow at the bottom. Greek.
Yepa. Wapa. Yes, sirree. How about some souvlaki or some baklava? Then we drink the ouzo. Look at that woman over there. She got sideburns.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
Okay. Now, speaking of medicine, Barack Obama's reportedly chosen Dr. Sanjay Gupta to be our next Surgeon General.
The guy from American Idol?
No, that's a different guy.
Why do I know Sanjay Gupta?
You've seen him all the time.
Do they do commercials?
CNN's chief medical correspondent.
He's the CNN guy. He's
the guy like with the really good teeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the Dr. Nancy Snyderman of CNN.
Ah, that's exactly who he is.
Now, the official announcement hasn't been made yet, and Gupta would still have to be approved by Congress.
It's never been the same since C. Everett Koop.
I hate to do this, but do you have a music bed for Sanjay Gupta?
Yeah, I believe I do.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. That was the wrong one.
That's right.
That's Rob's favorite.
He's a mysterious visitor from the East.
That's right. I like C. Everett Koop.
The
he
general.
Was a real servant, Surgeon General.
Laptop computers are outselling desktop computers for the first time ever.
Because you guys bought one today.
We pushed it over the top, I think, Mike.
It took us 45 minutes to get a person a service.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass.
For the birds, isn't it?
It is for the birds.
Yeah, I should have told him I was married.
Aside from being...
To what?
To a doctor.
Aside from being portable, laptops have gotten more affordable, and having Wi-Fi hotspots in so many places now has helped laptop sales as well. Laptops passed desktops in sales in the latter part of last year, with desktops mostly being purchased now just by computer hobbyists and hardcore gamers. HP, which was slow to catch up to the laptop craze, has now hired a designer to create a new purse for women that's also a computer.
Isn't that exciting? Buzz and I looked at, what were those little bitty ones we were looking at today? What were
those
they called?
Those are called netbooks. Not
netbooks.
Notebooks, but netbooks.
Yeah, Buzz and I were having fun at the electronics store today, and I will have the new computer in here tomorrow, so we'll see if that blows up.
I just bought a desktop. Does that mean I'm like really behind the curve?
Nah, you'll be fine.
Because I like it. I like to have a drawer.
I just bought a desktop as well. I like having it at the desk, and I like having it on top.
I got tired of the big box underneath the desk. So
well, my box is small.
Well, Buzz is
well, you're younger.
I know.
His last computer was in the shape of a stroller, and he hated it.
It's always in the way. Mm-hmm. Apple's iTunes making some changes too. The 99 cents for everything days are gone.
Oh, incidentally, got to make a correction here, Buzz.
What?
The Asparagus Festival is in beautiful Stockton.
Of course.
Not Sacramento. How foolish of me.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry.
It's in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now songs at iTunes will cost 69 cents, 99 cents, or $1.29. That decision will be left to the music companies. iTunes is also removing the copy protection from all 10 million of its songs, making them easier to share and move around.
This is what's really great for me, because if I edit stuff for the show,
right?
I can't drag and drop from iTunes into Cool Edit.
Soon you will be
able
to.
And now I'll be able to. Will that affect
how many people even relate to what we're talking about right now?
Well, people love
everybody
iTunes.
Everybody with iTunes, which is almost everybody. Except in Ireland.
Thank you.
they use Ireland tunes.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
And the truth may still be out there, but no one's really sure. Red, strange, blinking lights appeared in the night sky over Morris County, New Jersey, Monday night.
Hey, you's an alien?
Hey, come on. At first, officials had an explanation, but now they're not so sure. There were two sets of lights, three in one group, two in the other. A 20-year-old pilot who works at the local airport saw them, too, and he says he's never seen anything like it.
Does this improve the program?
It I believe does. It has.
Yes.
The two lights in the back faded and appeared to fall from the sky while the rest of the formation shot away one by one.
Who is it? I can't see. It appears to be a different type of life form. He's about to say something.
Delirious.
Oh, no.
Absolutely deliriously happy.
It's decay.
One theory had it they were balloons attached to flares, but no remnants have been found of the balloons or the flares.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange, said one witness. Unsettling.
Set your phasers on stunning,
said another. And finally, she's on the run from the law to escape two felony charges. A 21-year-old woman in St. Paul didn't take it very well, her boyfriend breaking up with her and finding out he'd been seeing another woman. So she sneaked into his apartment three times to vandalize the place, splashing paint on the walls, fixtures, appliances, furniture, and even his computer. She filled the place with trash and stabbed a knife through his teddy bear's head. The woman then taunted the ex by telling him he could never prove it was her who'd done the damage, except for the pictures of the destruction she had already posted on her MySpace page.
Duh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to thank TV Guide's Matt Rausch, the senior editor of TV Guide. That guy,
he's great.
I mean, amazing, the amount of information he gave us today.
Pretty good.
Also, security expert Ken Lucci. We appreciate him talking about Barack Obama's new limousine. Tomorrow, beautiful Billy Bush to talk Golden Globes. And Joe Beninati from the Washington Capitals. We will see you tomorrow on the broadcast. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Diane Radio Network.
Diane.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, for two solid days, the poems have sucked. But it's day number three, and my friends, you're in luck. For the end of this show is the time for some prose about neti pots helping our stuffy old nose, and fruitcake and squirrels and TV and stuff. We hope you were pleased. We hope it's enough. We'll see you tomorrow for our radio chatter. Tune in, amigos, and see if we're fatter. All right? That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.